Welcome to Misfits Podcast, episode 22, with me, Fitz. It's a solo podcast this week, and I'm just going to be talking to you guys one-on-one the whole time. Rated 5.
Hi, I'm Fitz. I hate my subs.
I am Fitz. I'm very important.
That didn't sound like me at all, to be honest. Sorry about that.
I put solid pieces of wood in my shoes to make me look taller, when in reality I'm shorter than Swagger.
Bring that up. So
he loves his platformers, man.
I guess I'll live with it. Yeah, I've got such an ego complex that I stand on a platform next to you guys whenever we're in photos, whenever we're on film. I'm like, you know who does that? Tom Cruise in movies. They put him on like
What? No way.
Really?
Yeah, Tom Cruise is 5'6". No, he's 5'6". That's a lie.
He's taller than Tom Cruise.
There you go.
If you look it up, it says 5'8", but he's actually 5'6".
Wait, so you're telling me
really?
Boris Gump.
Yeah.
Is shorter than Swagger.
That's Tom Hanks.
That's Tom Hanks.
Boris Gump and Tom Hanks. Oh shit. Okay.
That's fucking Tom Hanks.
Oh my bad.
We're talking about Tom Cruise, aka Mission Impossible, aka Jerry Maguire, aka Scientology Andy.
Andy.
Anyway, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Rocky ASAP. He says, "This is not an appropriate podcast for my child.
Not at all.
Good thing he's dead."
Oh, that's
great. Thank you, Rocky ASAP. Glad to know that you're a supporter of the show.
Sorry for your loss.
I'm joined today by my co-hosts, Anatorius, aka Matt.
What'd it do?
Code McCreamy and Item Shop, Jay.
Aww, this guy. Look at this guy. What's up, man? What's up, everyone?
Tin Can Swagger Souls, the man.
Hey, how are you?
Ambiguously sexual Toby.
I'm stuck in the closet.
He can't get out, man.
Can't get out.
We tried to get him out there for months. He can't find his way. He insists that he can find his way out. He insists that he's not in the closet at all half the time. But there he is, nonetheless.
There's fucking lions and shit in here. There's a queen.
Real white queen.
And also, of course, Bald Man Mason, a.k.a. Zarkles, is also on the show. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Are you okay with me introducing you as Bald Man Mason every time? Because I'm just going to do it until your hair grows back.
Here's half Bald Mason. Oh, he shaved it again.
He fucking snips it off again.
I wanted to trim it like the other day, but
yeah, I had a fucking conversation with him. Every time he gets baked, he's like, "Reckon I'll give my hair a trim," and I'm looking at his fucking head, and it's buzzed.
Yeah,
I'm like, "What do you mean trim it?
Trim what?"
I suggested while he was high. I said, "It would be a plot twist if he shaved his head now."
No one would expect it at all.
I should get my own feature as Sid in Toy Story.
the live action version.
It's so angry. Wait, is Sid the kid who destroys?
Scuffed guy that looks like he's from Geelong.
Glues legs to shit.
That actually is kind of you in a lot of ways. That does remind me of you a lot.
Did you ever do shit like that to your toys, Mason? Just like mutilate them and shit and blow them up?
I was a guardian of my toys. Like, my brother broke my Rey Mysterio foot once, and I ran out and started swinging at him with it.
Isn't Rey Mysterio a WWE wrestler?
Rey Mysterio, 619.
Me and Kobe were legit running out in the fucking court, and I was chasing him doing laps. This was out the front in the in the neighborhood. Just chasing him with Rey Mysterio, like, "You fucking broke him."
How old were you?
Like, fucking legit. I think it was like 10 or
20,
like eight or 10. I don't know.
Look, this is last week. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was 19. This is last weekend. if you haven't been keeping up with the world of the Misfits, 5 of us just moved into a house, not me. How's it going, guys? This is your second week. Last week I asked if you hated each other yet. Do you hate each other now?
We're getting internet.
Soon it'll all be over. We'll love each other once we get internet. That's about it.
It's actually been so nice.
It hasn't been bad.
We sat down and edited the group video together. It was really
fun. It was really wholesome. Like everyone adding their own twist to it and shit, and it turned out really well in post.
Because it's really interesting. This is the part that I didn't think through when we were getting house together. Is that it's pretty much five editors in a house. That
it's four editors in a house.
Oh, that's right. You don't edit your own videos, but like, regardless, like, we all have an input into, like, group content. So, like, yeah. the production value in, like, the group channel is just going to be way higher than, you know, our own individual. And even then, when we're making our own individual content, I can just fucking call them all in and be like, hey, what do you think of this? And then, you know, they can take the wheels and edit and take shit out and put shit in. And
yeah.
it'll just make for a better video.
Because it is a huge positive.
Yeah.
Awesome. The video, by the way, is doing very well. It's going to hit
it's
a million
like,
views
oh,
this
yeah,
weekend,
it's like
800K which is crazy.
Already. It's fucked.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen it yet, look up Misfits on YouTube. It's one of the top results now. So go subscribe to that channel because there's going to be more stuff posted. Yeah, kind of nuts.
Yeah, what are we doing for the 300K special on the Misfits? Misfits channel.
300K specials.
300.
So we're gonna hit it. We're gonna hit it in like 3 hours.
Swagger is the kind of guy who likes making a special for every little milestone.
Smoke make weed, one for... sink piss.
Swagger's currently working on his 2.1 million subscriber special, and it's 2.2.
Fuck you. I have a 2 mil special. It's in the oven. It's still in the concept stage, but hopefully when we have internet, I'll be able to fucking sync that out.
Yeah,
for sure. What else? What's been going on this week? I feel left out once again. Although I am coming to visit this weekend, which will be awesome. So fill me in on what's been happening.
Can't wait.
We fucking Christmas tree. We got a nice little Christmas tree,
little,
14 feet.
I saw it. It's massive.
Yeah.
That was probably Ryan's doing, wasn't it? Was Ryan wanted that big one?
He's the one that he wanted to get the bigger one. He wanted to get one that was 10 years old, and we were about to buy it. It was going to be like $2,000, and then we were like, yeah, we can't fucking fit that through the front door, and we can't even fit that through the sliding glass door in the back. So how the fuck are we going to get this into the house? So we just opted for the second biggest tree there was. The fucking the owner, because we went with our friend Joel, and we drove up this hill, and we almost ran over these baby saplings, and it didn't occur to us that we weren't allowed to drive up the hill until a guy ran up the hill going, "Oi, what the fuck are you doing? Who told you that you can come up this fucking hill?" And then, and we're
Did
just there like, he
what
was
a
fucking,
legend.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he was really mad. And then,
well, yeah, crushing his little baby trees.
Wait, did
well,
you crush
we didn't.
Actually
no,
crush
no, 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 we didn't, okay. we didn't run over any of the saplings. We were like 10 feet away from the saplings, but we didn't actually run them over.
Holy
and
shit.
We're like, oh, we're going to get an earful from this fucking guy that works at a fucking tree place. And then
he's like drifting
this fucking,
and shit.
Yeah, this fucking guy rides down the hill at this fucking ATV fucking wheeling down the hill.
It was going so fast with no helmet.
Yeah.
He did like 3 burnouts.
Did heaps of big skids.
Yeah, he was
Split
a fucking
in his mouth.
Yeah, he was a fucking legend. He was like, "What's up, boys? You want a tree?" And we're like, "Yeah." And then we explained that we didn't want to get that tree because it was too big. And so Ryan just goes, "Yeah, where's your second largest tree?" And he goes, "Oh,
oh
yeah,
yeah,
right down there."
They quoted us like $2,000 for that first big tree we saw. We literally went to try to find the biggest fucking tree there. Yeah. It was like 10 years old or some shit. And we're like, "How much is this one?" He's like, "About $2,000." And we're like, "Okay, where's your
how
second
this,
largest tree?
How much did the second smaller tree cost?"
500.
I think it's only like $500 in all.
It was 300.
With like towing and shit.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it just cost us $500 overall, just like towing it and shit, like all that.
And it was a 6-year-old tree, so that's weird. 4 years difference.
Yeah.
And you knocked it over today.
So yeah. Well, we didn't knock it over.
We fucking killed it.
I was the only one home, and I was sitting. We have like an upstairs bit that has a balcony, and you can like look down into the main living space. And I was sitting on the couch upstairs, and in the corner of my eye, I just see the tree slowly falling down. I was like, "Oh shit!" I look over, and it falls down, and it lands where the printer is, and pushes the printer like inches off falling off the cabinets. And it was just a fucking mess.
Yeah, knocked a clock off the wall.
It was shit everywhere.
But the funny thing is, it's like the night before, like we set it up, we put it in the stand, and then we have it just sitting in the corner.
So
and we're like, yeah, it looks all right. And then someone points out, they're like, Toby's like, "You know, the tree's kind of tilting a little bit. Maybe we should like move it and just angle it towards the wall. So, you know, if it falls over, it just leans against the wall." And we're like, it's a great idea. And nobody fucking did it. and then tomorrow just fucking
timbers
over.
That's such a good
over.
Idea. Yeah, let's do it. No one fucking does it because we're just so goddamn lazy.
But it wasn't apparently, like Toby, it wasn't loud, right?
No, it made like no noise.
Well, I guess that answers the if the tree falls in a forest question.
And only one ambiguous male sees it. Does it make a noise? And apparently not.
Apparently not.
So is it back up standing now?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Knock on wood.
Got covered in pine sap again. Had to rub olive oil on my crevices to fucking rinse that shit out.
No one wants to hear of that.
Yeah, Jesus. Rub olive oil on your crevice.
Greasy Italian
just
man.
Got just goosebumps.
Olive oil on yourself.
I'm shaking.
Are you gonna decorate the tree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The original
idea
was
just ornament on there. And shit.
Yeah,
we're going to do it when you're there.
Because surely I'm the only one who can put the star on the top.
Oh, yeah, you can reach like 14 feet. Yeah, that's totally. Easy.
Yeah. Like Jay was saying, we were originally going to like spray paint it. We got like all the colors to make it look like the Misfits logo and shit like that. But then we got it set up. And we're just like, man, the tree's way too gorgeous. I don't want to fucking spray paint this shit.
It's so beautiful and majestic. There's
it's
no
actually so cool to have. Like, I've never had a real tree before. I've always like had the fake ones during Christmas. To have like an actual real tree, like it looks so nice, even without
beautiful.
Any lights on it yet.
Can't ruin it.
You know what you should do?
What's that?
What you should do is get a advent calendar. And instead of little chocolates inside, it's a little edible.
Oh, have an edible advent calendar.
On the third day of Christmas, would you love gave
to 25 days of edibles.
That's a lot of milligrams.
25. The 25th day, it's fucking Christmas. You open it up and it's that fucking L.A. brownie with the dead person on the back. 1,000 milligram devil.
No, were you guys there when we got the, it was like a piece, like a little thing of weed. And that was covered in keef, and what else was it? It was covered in like resin, keef, and something else.
Oh, moon rocks.
A moon rock,
oh, yeah.
No, I wasn't there. Wish I was, but I wasn't.
Ryan had one of those. It was insane.
You smoke them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they're the ones I had when I was in LA, and then I fucking started writing all those notes and shit.
But you literally, I mean... Didn't the same shit happen where you got really stoned and you went to Ryan's desk and you just started writing shit down on that notebook and it was just a bunch of fuck shit that didn't make any sense?
I was sober.
Were you? Oh, that's fucked. That's even more
Wait,
fucked.
What the fuck?
The internet wasn't working properly. I didn't know what to do. It was fucking
boring. I was writing some schizo shit on this fucking
I was like, Mason, are these like your tweets for the next month? They were just like random lines of gibberish. I was like, what the fuck?
I could read it out, but there's no chance.
No, don't read it out, please. Don't read it out.
This was in LA or this was in the house?
This was in the house. This was like 3 days ago.
Oh my God. I saw that, Toby, you just tweeted that someone had sent fan mail, the first thing of fan mail.
Yeah, we have a box. Swagger and Ryan went and checked out the PO box today, and there was a singular box that we have placed under the Christmas tree.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
So are you
going to
do like a... Yeah, there's like a box under there.
Yeah, we're going to put all of our fan art under all the fan mail is going to be under the box.
Yeah, so make sure to send us boxes, though, so we can, like, we should, whenever people send us boxes, we should wrap it up all nice in, like, Christmas paper and shit.
Yeah.
And then put it under the tree, and then on Christmas, we all unbox them.
All right, guys listening, go and get your pads and pencils, all right? Pause it, go and grab your pad and pen, and then I'll give you the address. It's P.O. Box 2041. Brunswick East 3057 Victoria, Australia.
Wow. Oh, man, it's going to be a scuffed Christmas. I mean, half of them are just going to be... I'm actually really looking forward... I got to be there for when you guys open the press.
Can you guys get me a fleshlight, please? It's really good and expensive. Thanks.
Mason's going to open up like 10 fleshlights for Christmas.
Yeah, dude, I'll have my own fleshlight like display.
Brothel. Going to have a collection.
One for each day.
Jesus Christ. Have you been doing any more filming? Have you what have you been getting up to this week?
What did we do? We did your video. Or do you not want to say talk about that and keep it a surprise for your video?
It'll probably be out by the time this is out. Me, Matt, Jay, Toby, and Mason, pretty much all of us, went to the break room in Melbourne and we smashed a bunch of shit. We filmed the skit. I had Jay grab a tortilla with Ainsley's name on it that had ketchup written the name, and he picked it up and hurled it at the at our white cabinets for the video, and it went fucking everywhere. It was on the ceiling.
God,
it was on the sink. It was on the floor.
went inside the crevices of the fucking.
Wait, this is at the break room or at the house?
At the house. This is at the house.
We don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone.
We're not supposed to talk about this.
Nah.
Why not? I don't talk about.
He's worried
it.
About
landlords are listening.
Yeah, there's one.
There's just one part that we said we don't want to put on social media just in case they somehow find out about us.
Oi, one part, by the way. Yeah.
I mean, dude. One word. If they find out that it's us living in the house, you're fucked. Like, you're already fucked.
They'll look at the podcast titles and we're fucked. They don't even need to listen.
Toby, we are going to get it repaired. So.
We are good hosts.
Okay, you can tell them then.
Okay.
I want to talk about the cunt thing. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, talk about it.
Yeah. So, while we had the ketchup out, this wasn't even for the bit in my video, but Mason just, as a little goof, decided to write cunt in ketchup on the marble countertop.
And he also had put a lot of ketchup in his mouth and just spat it all over the fucking counter.
So... I was like, oh, that's funny. We should record this. So we did a couple of takes. It was sitting there for maybe 15 minutes, and we're like, okay, great. Let's wipe it off. So we wipe it off, think nothing of it, come back to it like 15 minutes later, and we just see the word cunt spelled out and ingrained into it because the acetic acid in the fucking ketchup managed to eat its way through the layer of gloss. So it's just a big cunt on her fucking.
It's like, how are you supposed to know something like that? You know, it's like, what the cunt, fuck? Yeah.
It's fucking. It's food and it burns.
Yeah, and it's a kitchen counter. You wouldn't expect. Oh, let me put food
that's
on a kitchen
fucked.
Counter. Oh, it fucks
so,
us.
So before our next house inspection from our landlords, we need to make sure we get that fixed. Or at the very least, what we ought to do is just buy like a Christmas themed blanket to just throw it over the counter.
Or alternatively, add more sauce.
Yeah. Burn off the entire layer, so it's just a slightly lighter shade.
It's funny. Mason was tweaking about it. Mason thought he fucking ruined it, but it's really just a layer of gloss.
Yeah, we just need to get someone to regloss it. It's like no big deal. Plus, the owners will see we regloss their counter for them. They'll be like, "Oh, okay." We wanted a clean countertop. That's all. You know.
The break room was fucking monk ass, dude.
Yeah.
Explain what a break room is for the folks who don't know. I didn't know what one was until.
Well, a break room is when you go into a room because you're angry. Yeah, it's like if your fucking ex dumps you for a hotter person, you fucking go there and you break a bunch of plates and, you know, bring pictures of them and fucking sit on fire.
That's an oddly specific reason.
I only bring that up because on one of the shelves when you enter the break room is literally a picture frame that you can buy for like $5 to put a picture of your ex in. And it literally said like in like paint, your ex here, your boss here. So that's one of the reasons.
God.
So we go there. Because I was like, this is all break shit, you know, it could just be a fun vlog. So we get there, I'm in my off-white jumpsuit and my helmet, and as soon as I get in there, he goes, yeah, you're gonna have to take all that shit off, mate. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I can't take off
the
helmet.
Well, that was like after you called ahead and made sure like everything should be fine with the helmet and all that. They're like, yeah, that's fine.
You know, and then they were like, nah, it's really hot in there, you're gonna die of heat stroke. And I was like, okay, I'll take off the jumpsuit. Like, because I can understand, like, I'm not pissed at them. I totally get it. Mad respect to the break room because they have the legal, you know, vouchers and waivers and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And it's for insurance reasons. So I was happy to, you know, to comply with them. So I took off the fucking off-white jumpsuit. I put on the, you know, like their white break room jumpsuit. And I was like, well, the helmet's kind of the deal breaker. I need to wear the helmet. So they were like, okay, well, maybe we can figure something out. So I put the helmet on and then they managed to fit one of those giant blast masks over the helmet. So... none of the shrapnel could go through the holes.
It's like a clear, like a see-through welder's mask.
It's like for like when you're grinding shit and stuff like that.
A welder's
mask. Full cover.
So he looks
like one of those.
He looks like Ned Kelly if he likes to be protected from rubble.
Yeah. So
who the fuck is Ned Kelly?
I don't know. I just went along with that.
What do you mean?
When we were at the Christmas tree place, the Christmas tree guy referred to Swagger as Ned Kelly.
You guys don't know
who's
Ned
Kelly?
Are you serious? He's the most iconic, the second most iconic helmet guy.
Ned Kelly.
I'm sorry. I haven't been reading Helmet Weekly lately. Can you explain?
Australian. He's an Australian bushranger.
Yeah, and he used to wear like a helmet with like a...
a see-through thing in it. I don't know much about it, but like I just remember the helmet.
Because people would shoot at it.
This is like Scuff Swagger Souls right here.
I see. Yeah, it is Scuff Swagger.
It's like fucking dents and rust in it. Yours is going to look like that soon. And
it's got dents because he got fucking shot at.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking lit.
Oh, man, this guy's got a sick beard. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, what
like
a
I said,
man.
It's literally like the same person.
This looks like some shit like straight out of Rust, I'm not going to lie.
Looks like the manliest motherfucker. He looks like the guy on the cover of every man shaving cream product. That's exactly what he looks
like. Look at this image of him. That like totally looks like Rust right there. The dude with the bolty and shit. Yeah, like
Ned Kelly. Ned Kelly.
Shit. Damn.
That's what he looks
like. All right. Shout out to Ned Kelly. You come on the podcast sometime. Anyways.
I mean, is he dead?
Yeah, he's super
real dead.
Looks like the helmet didn't work so well after all, honey.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't have
dead since the 1880s.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, the helmet doesn't protect against tuberculosis.
Funny that.
But yeah, so we were at the fucking break room, and I fucking get in there. We film our shit, and I mean, it was pretty all right. But the way he fucking pitched it to us, he was like, you know, getting us to sign all the waivers and shit, and he was like, you know. What the break room is for is just to relax. You know, you're letting out all your negative energy and you're going to come out of here more tranquil and more peaceful than you ever have been. And in the back of my head, I'm going, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Because
so
anybody who's watched Vsauce Minefield on YouTube knows that break rooms are complete fucking bullshit. And that if you're pissed off and you break a bunch of shit, you're only going to get more pissed off.
Uh-huh.
And it's not going to calm
like
me down.
It's like the adrenaline rush and shit. Yeah, it does the opposite.
Well, it also there must be something kind of frustrating about breaking shit like TVs and stuff, because you can never really fully destroy it unless you spend hours in there. So it's kind of like an irritating component to it, surely, right?
And because like there's a limited stuff you can break, when you finish, you're like, fuck, I want more. I want to break more. And then they make you pay.
Well, you say that because you did yours in like 10 seconds, Jay.
Yeah.
They have baskets in there, and they're like, oh, you can buy more if you want.
You just want to break everything.
Yeah. Well, I bought, they give you a crate that you can fill up. Well, they pre-fill it up for you. So they give you a crate of shit to break. It's like plates, cups, glasses, bowls, and shit like that. They give you a T-ball thing to rest shit on so you can swing it with a baseball bat.
If you're shit at baseball like me,
yeah. You can buy a fucking TV monitor. I got one for like $45, and then they give you a sledgehammer, and then you fucking smash it. So I did that. We all went through our boxes pretty, like, you know, it took about 5 minutes, except for Jay at the end.
We need some context.
Context. I was recording, and then I noticed, I'm like, oh, wait, what's this little symbol mean? Oh, fuck. There's only 2 minutes left of recording, guys, so we're going to have to rush through this one. So it's like, just make it a bit snappy, Jay, you know? So Jay just walks in there, picks up, like, everything in the crate and starts just going at it, like,
dude,
like
he
finishes
flings
crate in, like,
half
10
the
seconds.
Crate's worth of content in a giant ball in the beginning, and you just see this light show of fucking glass hit back at him.
Dude, this is what fucking being a Fortnite YouTuber does to you. It makes you crazy, man.
You need to take it. Yeah.
What was that shit?
Hard and fast.
Some of the people use my Fortnite creator code.
Yes.
Did you record it in slow motion? Sure.
No, because there's an issue with the lights, the guy said, with like the LED lights. It fucks with the shutter speed of the camera. So like, it was already pretty bad, like right at the start, just trying to normally record, and it just makes it so much worse in slow-mo.
So what frame rate did you record in?
I think like 30.
Okay.
It's like 30 FPS,
you know,
but even then
impressive,
I had
like, all right? You know, we're not a big production crew. It was literally five retarded idiots.
I worked with what I had. I mean, it was good.
Breaking shit.
Yeah, I mean, the video is going to be short, too. It's like a 5-fucking-minute video, but it's more for like an advertisement for the Misfits channel than anything. You know,
it'll be an entertaining video. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Oh, fuck, I can't wait to see how it turns out.
Yeah,
it should turn out all right. You know, I'm going to work on it tonight, but...
Oh,
that's good water. Mm. Oh, speaking of water, spilled some yesterday all over my fucking keyboard because I was doing a bit for Fitz in his latest video, which should be out soon. Hopefully not.
No
not
way to rush
fucking,
him.
Not
yeah,
to
man,
fucking rush
him, man. What the fuck?
I filled my mouth with water and pretended like I was drowning for a bit, and I got water all over my fucking keyboard. And my space bar doesn't work. The C key and the T key doesn't work. So I need to get a new keyboard. Yeah, the C key.
The C key T key.
Okay, well, I appreciate the commitment to the bit.
Speaking of water, though.
On a video.
on the night that we were doing on the night that we were editing the house tour, it was like, well, doing the finishing touches on the house tour, we all stayed up super late doing it because we wanted
to do it. Oh my god, it was like, right? 6 a.m. we were up to or some
but
shit.
Earlier in the night, we had been informed by Ryan that he had ordered a bunch of shit from Officeworks and we didn't know what time it was going to arrive. So we had to wake up because if we missed it, it would be fucking annoying. So I was like, shit, all right, I'm going to leave my door open and everything and hopefully the doorbell wakes me up. It wakes me up and everyone else is asleep and I was like, I don't want to wake everyone up because, you know, fuck that. I get MVP. Out there and there's 96 crates of 20 bottles of water. 2,000 bottles of water.
Ryan literally ordered us a pallet of water bottles.
And I was just standing out there for like an hour with this guy, just grabbing these pallets of water and taking them into the garage and stacking them up.
What did the guy think of it all?
Oh, he was just like, you guys drink a lot of water, don't you? I was like, I don't know how to respond.
You should have just been like, yeah, we're just trying to refill our pool, that's all.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
Yeah. We only swim in mineral, guys. Yeah.
We only swim in sparkling water here at the Misfits house.
The guy asked, it cost $500.
Oh my god.
But the guy asked us, the guy was like, what do you do? And I was like,
drink a lot of water.
I always tell people when they ask me, I just say I work in online entertainment. And then I realize that it kind of sounds like maybe wrong. I work in porn.
Yeah.
And then I said to the guy later, I was like, oh yeah, like online entertainment for teenagers. And then I realized that doesn't really make it anything.
Jesus.
Oh, that does not
I'm just not good at it, all right? I don't know what to say.
Say you're... I don't know. I guess maybe you don't want to tell them exactly what you do, given that you don't want anyone to figure out where you live. But yeah. You're going to have to be careful about that, by the way. You guys can't show off the front of the house or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're very careful about that.
Yeah. So... But yeah, fucking hilarious. Speaking of my video, as Swagger brought up earlier, I want to talk about this for a little bit. Hopefully, by the time this podcast is out, it should have been out the day before, unless I really fucked up. This month has been hell for me. This month has not been a good month. For a couple of reasons. The main one being that all of you guys have been unavailable to record with.
Yeah. Oh, Dad misses us.
Sucks major ass. Yeah. Because, you know... My videos are all about group dynamic comedy, and when half the group goes AWOL, I got a lot less to work with, and it's much, much harder to get footage. But, beyond that, it's a blackout video, and I kind of realized halfway into it that blackout's a bit of a shit game, and I didn't really enjoy it, but I'd already committed to making the video, so I couldn't really justify starting over, given that I'd already put 2 weeks worth of effort into it, and... It's just been this hellish battle of, I really got to finish this video. Like this intense pressure on me to finish the video. Yeah. And this other voice being like, scrap the video, just do something else. Cause this sucks. You're not enjoying yourself. You're not having a good time. The footage isn't good. I'm playing with the same. I pretty much only had Grizzy, Cryos, Smitty, and Daniel Harrison a couple of times. Raccoon Eggs wasn't available because he's been sick and moving. Ugh. So really my pool of people had been reduced to 4 fucking guys. And not only did I not like Blackout that much, neither did any of these guys like Blackout that much.
No.
So
it must have just been disastrous.
Oh, it's been terrible. It's been really bad. It's been a good lesson in, you know, not to basically just to trust my gut when I feel like okay, this isn't going well. I should just stop and start on something new. Yeah. I should quit early.
Do you have enough footage now? Do you feel like it'll still be a good video? Or are you still kind of like deciding that right now?
I haven't. Look, it's at the point now where it's been over a month since my last main channel upload because of this. And I just have to put it out what I got. And I obviously have pretty high standards for my main channel videos. And I really do stress about making them as funny as possible and making them really comedically sound and things I'm proud of. And I don't think this video necessarily is that, but I think it's good enough. It's good enough that my audience won't hate me for it, I hope. I mean, it's probably much better than I think it is in my head.
Yeah.
I've watched it 2 weeks worth of time, so.
Yeah.
Well, I've watched it like a month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. So it's like... Again. You get that effect where you just like sit on a video for so long, you're just playing it on your timeline over and over till you're just like, dude, I can't tell if these jokes are funny anymore. You just feel like scrapping it all.
That's why I get high in edit, because I laugh at everything.
Oh yeah, and then you also forget you forget half the jokes too, and you rewatch it. You're like, oh, this one again. Yeah.
Nothing's more magical than getting stoned, and then just there's a funny joke in your video, and you just go, and then just replay it over and over until you get sick of the joke, and then move on. I mean,
what if it's not funny when you're sober? What if
yeah,
it's just-
I mean, to be honest, like I have gone through similar shit. Like I'll work on a video for in a week and get a CSGO funny moments video done. This was like in 2017 when I was grinding CSGO funny moment videos pretty hard, and you know, and I'd be done with a video and I'd be like, you know, I'm not a big fan like of this video. I don't think the editing was as good as it could be, and you know,
sure,
you know, and just managing the time to edit with you know my doing college and everything. So I put out a video that I wouldn't be proud of and I'd be worried that everyone would hate, and then it'd get more views, more likes, and more comments saying how good it was than my previous videos.
Oh my God, so, yes, I hate
so
that.
So I'd be there like, oh, okay, I guess I just don't fucking know anything. And then, you know.
Yeah, it's weird when that happens. Well, it might just be that you're picking up on the positive comments because you're judging it so negatively already that they really stand out to you when people compliment it. But
yeah,
I'm really
just fishing for the comments that tell me that the video is shit so I can go, yeah, I was right. Fuck.
Damn it, I really did fuck up.
Please don't leave hate comments on my videos because I put more effort into them now. So
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I'm not fond of how this video is turning out, and it kind of sucks because the worst part about it, and this is kind of a routine I go through every video, is that the longer I leave it, the higher the expectations I feel
yes.
are on me to make yeah. it better. Because people are like, well, Fitz has posted in 3 weeks. He must be really cooking up something good here. And the truth is that I'm just fucking struggling. I'm just finding it really hard to be funny or other things are going wrong. It's...
Dude, I have like 4 months worth of not uploading, the pressure just building up behind me. It's like, oh, fuck, he hasn't uploaded in 4 months. He's going to drop a banger vid or some shit like that, you know?
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the audience is going to see it that way, though. I don't think they're going to be like, oh, he's cooking up something good. And I think they would understand, especially with this context, you know, if yeah. the video really isn't up to standards or up to par, they at least know why. Because, you know,
yeah.
five of the misfits, which is everyone in the group but you, has been unavailable for the last month. Because me and Matt have been doing this moving around shit
for a month and a half,
Jay has been busy, Toby's been busy, Mason's been busy. I mean,
yeah.
So, I would assume as soon as we get the internet, you know, it's
everything
gonna,
will be like
it's
more.
Gonna be smooth.
It'll go back to normal.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't wait to. There's gonna be a lot of relief in posting this video as well as a lot of anxiety because you know, on the one hand, I'm not happy with it and I have to post it anyway, so that sucks. Yeah. But on the other hand, at least it's fucking over and I can now move on from this hellish month.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than being stuck in a creative project that you've just lost faith in and that you just don't but you have to finish it because I can't start over now. You know, I've gone so far.
And you know your next one's gonna be good because Blackout's fucking shit.
It tricked me, man. I had a couple really great sessions on Blackout when it first came out, and I was like, oh man, I think this game could be good. This could be a banger game. I'm gonna make a video on it while it's early. And I committed to it, and after a week I kind of was like, oh, it's not so good, but I've already started, so what is what I started. And then 4 weeks later I'm pulling my hair out and going, this game is actually driving me nuts. It's so hard to be funny on this game. Why is it so hard? This doesn't make any sense. This game drains all of the comedic potential out of everything.
And 4 months later you're like, oh, Blackout. Oh.
four months later you're just like, man, I haven't played this game in ages. Let's boot it up again. Let's go. It'll be funnier this time. And then it's still the same.
No. When this video is out, I'm uninstalling that shit and I'm banishing from my life.
I don't know why Blackout's so popular. I like the multiplayer way better. Like it's overhyped at this
point. It's not that popular. Blackout's not that popular. The only real
new Call of Duty game is dying, dude.
Yeah.
Is it already? Oh, sounds like a normal COD game. Well,
Call
fuck.
Of Duty.
I was having
pretty
fun
much.
Playing it, damn it.
Call of Duty.
But yeah, I'm kind of worried this video is going to do really poorly just because it's dying alone, but I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe it'll boost the game up.
I don't
who
know,
knows?
Man.
Good title, good thumbnail.
Just thinking negative.
Easy.
Even before this month, or even the last month, I've had like a serious case of no game syndrome where I had like no fucking games to play and no games to make content with. Fortnite? Fuck Fortnite. I don't want to play Fortnite anymore. Damn it, Fortnite's fucking, it's just not my game. I'm sick of it.
Damn it.
But that's a diatribe for another time.
Yeah.
But
well, I've watched you play Fortnite, mate, and it's nothing near it, nowhere near.
Yeah, well, I tried playing on your fucking DPI where you have to move your arm 3 meters across the desk to turn around in a circle. I don't know how get those fucking plays.
I was stoned as fuck watching Swags play in my life. And he was like, he looked all rugged up and comfy.
I was like, yeah, let me show you how it's done. And then I couldn't hit a single shot because his DPI is slugs.
It was so funny because it was just like watching a snail play, legit. Because you just like the way you moved your arm.
Hey, kids, let me try a crack at those old video games. Let me your pa show you how it's done.
But anyways, I mean, with the whole no game thing, I think it could be easily remedied now that we're all together and we can organize us to get VR sets and start making VR content.
I agree.
Because the time has come. We've run out of games. Everyone else is starting to capitalize on it.
VR,
so we need to fill that bubble and pump it up.
Yeah,
and then everyone can watch it.
It's time for VR. It's definitely time. Yeah, no, I 100% agree.
I need to know your money first.
Yeah, okay. Mason has a VR set, but he doesn't want to go home and get it. He wants to buy a new one. Can anyone explain that to me? Can anyone
explain?
He can go home, grab what he has to grab, and then come back. And then he has a VR set, but he's like, I'll just buy a new one. I want the wireless one.
Mason, I packed mine in my suitcase when I flew over from literally the other side of the world. Just like bring it with you next time you go home. Like,
guess what?
Toss
is it wireless?
In the car.
No. So yeah, that's right.
Buy a wireless adapter. That's all you do.
Yeah, buy the wireless adapter for it.
Nah.
Why are you so stubborn? You're literally gonna pay over a grand for 2 hours convenience.
Fitz, I'm living with this man. I'm living with this guy. All right, you see where I'm coming from here? You see what I'm biting your ear off?
Why do you think I'm all there?
I think someone needs to go for a trip in the Zen Garden.
Remember, you just get stressed out. You just have to go to the park and smoke weed together. That's how you do it, man.
What?
Are we not
talking about smoking?
He's trying to hide the location.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no. He revealed that there's a park. Oh, no. People need to track him down.
That's one step closer for one greasy fuckwit to rock up at our door, cunt.
There's going to be kids just camping at every park in the city, just trying to spot you, trying to keep an eye out.
Just like bring sniffing dogs for us.
Just a pre-warning. I mean, if you're trying to find out where we live, stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
If you're a fan,
America's American, he will shoot you.
If you're a fan and you happen to know where the house is and you want to come and say hi, don't. Don't.
Yeah, it's actually creepy. Please
don't. Do not come to our home.
I'll drop you if you do.
Drop
you, bro.
They'll drag you in the front door and drown you in the pool. Just dead ass. There's no room.
You see the shit we do to each other. Imagine what we do to someone that shows
Christmas
up at our
tree
house.
Onto your body.
Yeah, they'll duct tape you to the Christmas tree until
you're
the
an
season
ornament.
Is over.
An ornament.
You'll be our star ornament for the next month.
Jesus.
But yeah, I mean. Literally, can't stress enough. Don't fucking come to our house, and we should be good because we'll call the cops. I mean, you know,
BB guns, bro. If some cop walks up,
want to be any more threatening while you're at it? Jesus,
I'm just saying.
No, you know? Obviously, you got a point, but you know,
yeah,
there's no need to intimidate every 9-year-old.
I mean, it's just gonna come to a head. Some fucking guy who thinks he's smart is gonna triangulate the constellations for the split second we have our camera pointed up at the star, and then he's going to triangulate the location using the patterns of the trees and what kind of species is cricketing in the background.
Thing.
And then they're gonna fucking find us. You know, I know it's an inevitability that the house address at some point during our stay here is going to get leaked. But if it does, I just want you guys to know that it's not okay to come anywhere near us. Just stay.
Yeah, if
the
you
fuck
expect
away.
It to be like you just show up and you're just like, "Hey, what's up?" We're all gonna be like, "Whoa, cool, what's up, man?" Yeah, no, that's just not what's gonna happen. No,
obviously, it's true. We don't need to spend 30 minutes talking about this. I mean, most people know that this is the case. It actually reminds me of I think it was maybe in Shane Dawson's series, or maybe it was something else I saw this in, the Jake Paul thing. There was some footage of all the kids, you know, outside their house waiting there, and their parents with them.
What the fuck?
Mom was going like, you pay them. You're what makes them money, yeah. So you guys don't feel like you have to leave. Don't feel like you have to go away. They owe you this.
I want to pepper spray that woman.
And it's like, oh my God.
Where's the manager?
Really
the line's taking so long to get into the house. What the fuck?
I thought this was an amusement park. No, batshit insane. Batshit crazy. Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's such flawed logic. Yeah.
And even in and even with PewDiePie, they had like a fucking school bus filled with kids going outside of his house for a fucking field trip or something, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
What?
I never heard of that. Who organized that? Crazy. Like the school?
I have no idea. That's just what I heard. I could be completely wrong. But
wait, what happened? There's a fucking dog next door. I'm going to fucking kill it. I mean,
I hear it.
I wonder what it's like for PewDiePie to just be out in public, to just go shopping. You know, does he buy his own groceries? Like,
he went shopping and someone took a picture of him, and now it's a meme.
Oh, is that what that was? That shopping cart thing?
Yeah, it was just fucking going shopping.
Because, I mean, he's really the kind of A-list of YouTube, you know? And A-list of YouTube is pretty much B-list celebrity, like IRL, in terms of people who will, or if not higher than that, I mean, everyone knows who he is, even in the mainstream, people who aren't subscribed to him, even older people probably know who he is now from the media, from the news. So I think it must be, you must get incredible anxiety just going to the supermarket or walking down the street. Like I get minor anxiety when I go shopping now because, you know, not that I'm afraid of getting noticed, but it's like, you know,
it's just one of those things in the back of your head.
Yeah. It's always surprising. It's always like, oh shit. Like, okay. Like now I'm in an interaction with someone who is a fan or looks up to me or whatever. Hope I don't disappoint them or be weird, you know?
Blow a snot bubble,
you know?
Yeah, I hope they don't see me like scratching my ass
or
something.
Picking
your
nose
or,
and some guy takes a peck. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, or, you know what's just, been, it's just a weird thing. It's like a weird dynamic.
You know what's been happening to me a bit lately? I've been using Tinder, right? Just to meet people. And,
Totally.
Yeah, but there've been like there've been quite a few instances where I'll be talking to someone for a reasonable length of time, and then I'll slowly slip in a question that's like, "Hey, do you watch YouTubers?" Like trying to get it out of them, and like so many people that I've been talking to will just eventually reveal after talking to them for a while that they're actually a fan, and it's
they know, it's like, bro. It's fucking weird, man.
It's uncomfortable. Because it's just like inappropriate to like talk to someone that you know looks up to you like that.
I mean, I don't think it's inappropriate on their behalf necessarily.
No, not
I think
on
they
their behalf.
Just don't know any better.
No. I mean, it's inappropriate on my behalf once I find out I continued it.
I wouldn't say it's. I mean, it's not inappropriate because you didn't know, but it's just an uncomfortable situation. Obviously, you know, it's like you can't really continue the discussion reasonably.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It'd be inappropriate
to continue
to pursue that still and take advantage of the fact that you're like an idol to whoever the fuck you know you're talking to on Tinder. Because at that point, it's just like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's weird. Kind of. We talked about it before, obviously, but the whole dating fan things is just not. Good. I mean, if you're going to do it, you have to be fucking extremely careful and you have to be very sure of the person that you're putting your trust into. You
know, it's not worth that risk, I feel like.
Not worth the risk.
Yeah.
They have to be like, you know, you can date someone that happens to know who you are, but you can't date a fan.
That's weird. Yeah, I don't know. Any of you other boys been Tindering? Zuckles, you've been swapping, right?
Big fat fucking delete for me.
Yeah, just can't be bothered. It's not worth the trouble.
The idea that people might know who he is stressing him out.
Yeah. What, on Tinder?
Just anywhere.
Or just in general? Like when you go out
like
in public, you mean?
Iconic Australian.
It's like, I don't feel like that now, but like, I feel like down the track, it's gonna, like, we're at a stage and it's gonna be fucking insane down the line. And it's just gonna be really hard. Like,
I mean, there's gonna be challenges for sure that come with this. I mean, that's kind of just part of the game. Some people get kind of mad when, you know, quote unquote famous people complain about quote unquote being famous. Not saying that we really think of ourselves that way, but we're definitely known in the public eye to some extent, right? But you know, there obviously is real anxiety that comes along with it. I mean, you're sort of like I said, even as the anxiety of not knowing when you're going to get surprised, recognized, or a guy's going to come up to be like, "Hey, I know who you are," and you don't know if they're going to be weird or if they're going to like try to hug you. Or, and like for the record, all my public interactions have been amazing. If anyone who's listening to this, you know, is someone that I have met at the supermarket or whatever. There was a guy actually who worked at my local supermarket. I was looking for some yogurt and they didn't have the yogurt that I wanted.
So
and he's like, he was trying and he was being very helpful trying to get me this yogurt. So I was like, man, this guy is so nice. Like he's just trying to get me my yogurt. I love this guy. He comes back and then right as he gets me the yogurt. He went back for like 15 minutes trying to find this thing. He's like, wait, are you you're Fitz, aren't you? And I was like, oh my god, that's why you're being so fucking helpful. You're, you know who I am.
You're
so,
legally
shout
obligated
out yogurt
to.
Guy. Appreciate it. And then when I was at the checkout, he actually ran up to me again and gave me another thing of yogurt that he found. So shout out to that guy.
Got
two
legend.
Sick things
what?
Of yogurt.
That's so sick.
But yeah, even though the interactions are always pleasant, it's still like you don't know if you're being watched or if people notice you, but they don't come up to you because they're too shy.
Yeah, it's like how many people like have noticed you but just haven't come up. You know,
it's almost like a paranoia.
Yeah, it's a paranoia, basically. And I'm sure all of us will get used to it. Swagger doesn't really have to worry about it yet.
I do.
I'm sure
I worry about it more than I think you guys do. Because I'm worried about
it.
Well,
in
a different way, though. In a different way. You're more worried about getting seen with the guys and people figuring out who you are. It's a different kind of thing.
Because it's a worry for us too when we hang out with them in public. Like whenever, like I think one night we were out with someone and like they got recognized, so we'll just like dip out somewhere else.
I dip so quick, dude. I become a ninja in a second.
he jumps into the corner.
Like, dude, I have my eyes peeled whenever I'm with like these guys outside walking around. Like my eyes are on everybody who's around us, like looking at their hands to see if they have their phone angled towards me, like like shit like that. And I'll just face away from people, or if someone recognizes us and they come up, I just and we're walking, I'll just keep walking. I'm like, not skip a beat, keep walking until like I'm out of sight. And it's just it's
I don't understand how you're so motivated to keep that going.
I don't know, man. I like it a lot.
So much work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
I mean, it's kind of exciting in its little way as well. Yeah, it's rewarding because
it's like how long can you keep it going?
If he goes on his own, he's fine. Like he doesn't.
Yeah, I can do anything.
He can do whatever, and it also means he has an escape route. Like he could really embarrass himself in Helmet Man mode and completely leave YouTube and never come back, and no one would know who he is in the real world. He has that safeguard. But yeah, I gotta say, dude, I think at some point it's gonna be that thing where, some people are. It's gonna be like
fucking
low key,
weird cunts, bro.
So, like the weird, weird like hardcore stands are gonna know. It's not gonna ever be like hugely public.
I had some weirdo fucking recently contact me, fucking saying that he worked for Cartoon Network and that he wanted to make me famous. And I was like, well, I'm already doing like a pretty good thing right now. Like, I'm kind of all right. But he said he knew a mutual friend of ours, which was someone who I went to college with. And, you know, and I was like, so this guy might actually have my face and he might actually have my name. So I humored him and I was like, all right, well, what do you have? Send it to me. And he was just like, yeah, you know, like, I'll call the timer off. Like, I'll call my dogs off. He was trying to make himself out to be like this fucking hacker guy. And it was just making me cringe. And I was like, yeah, okay. You're less and less credible the more you speak, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then,
weird.
You know, I was like, well, hey, if you have the fucking image of my face, if you have my fucking name, send it to me through this email. I gave him my business email and he sent it through. And I'm looking through this fucking post dump of like images. And I just see our manager's face. I see Eric Vivian Matthews as the name. And I'm just like, right, so this guy's just fucking insane. So I just fucking blocked him. And I was just like, yeah, all right. But the interesting thing was, even though this guy could have potentially had my face, and I knew that it was very well possible, I wasn't that freaked out about it. I was just looked at it, and I was like, oh, my time has come. Okay, let's see where this goes. And then it didn't go anywhere. And I was like, all right, well, the time has not come. Now I wait.
So, would you say it's almost like a relief of anxiety? Like when you're said, like you're approaching that, it's like, oh, my time has come. It's almost like all that anxiety about worrying about your face getting leaked is finally gone because it's like out there finally, you know?
There's no, like it's no more. It's more about my stage two on how I can add a couple more red herrings. I mean, dude, it's so easy. It's not really a concern of me getting like my face leaked unless like somebody actually saw us and snapped a picture and I was wearing the same clothes as I did in the video. Then,
yeah.
That's the smoking gun.
I love how you have a whole different wardrobe just for like when you're hanging out with us for like recording for videos.
Is that why you wear the same off-white jacket in every video? It's not just because you like to flex.
No, so it's part of the, it's part of the fucking costume now. So, it means that
now he's got a really expensive jacket that he's not allowed to wear in public.
It pisses me off so fucking bad because it's so nice. But that's pretty much that. I don't have to worry.
Yeah, I guess. I think I almost feel like it's oh my God. I'm only had one whiskey. It's an inevitability. Is that how you even say it?
Inevitability.
This is like Nemo when he's trying to like sound out where he lives in.
You're five times fast.
Okay, guys, please just don't do this to me, all right? I'm trying not to embarrass myself. I think it's almost an inevitability that you're going to get a... you're gonna get your face leaked, at some point.
Of course,
it's gonna be a minor thing where it's like one guy tweets it and it gets me 6 likes, and then it's kind of out there. It's like How to Basic. There's maybe 6 people that that think they know how to Basic is, and one of them is probably right, but you just don't fucking know, do you?
You never know.
So yeah. But who knows?
I feel like if I ever did want to do a proper face reveal and actually, shed the helmet and, actually have my face in content, I'd want to have a feature-length film, and at the end, I take the helmet off.
So, oh, that'd be cool.
That's very egotistical of you.
No, because if I'm going to do a fucking reveal of my helmet officially, it's got to be the best, okay? It's got to be...
be directed by Wes Anderson. It's got to have Tom Hanks in it.
I got to get a fucking Oscar. I need an Oscar out of it, all right?
You got to be co-starring with Tom Cruise, who's only just slightly shorter than you.
That'd be lit.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
God, what do you mean Tom Cruise was Forrest Gump? All right, well... We're kind of coming to a close here. Any last shenanigans, any last sort of things you want to talk about?
I got a few with Mason, just like funny stories and shit like that can try to go through.
What did I do, Matty boy?
Did we talk about Mason getting stuck in a tree?
Talk about that. Yeah.
I wake up and I see this tweet on the Misfits. Oh, it's not. It's a Zuckles tweet. And he just says, I'm stuck in a tree. Please help at Misfits. So what happened, man? It was like at 2:30 in the morning.
Okay, so what happened was one night we went out. We were at a park smoking or some shit, and we see a tree, and we're just like, Mason's like, "Oi, we're gonna climb that tree." I'm like, "Yeah, don't do that. That's a bad idea, man." We're all just like, "Yeah, don't climb that tree." So then the next night rolls around. Mason's like, "Oi, guys, I'm gonna go for a walk real quick." We're like, "All right,
mind
you,
it's 2 a.m.
It's like 2 a.m. and he's drunk as fuck. He's like, "I'm gonna go for a walk." I'm like, "Okay, I guess he's just going for a walk to get some air or whatever." And then we're sitting there playing poker, and then all our phones light up. We just get a message, "Oi, guys, help. I'm stuck in a tree.
It was literally just like, "Help." And then, "I'm stuck in a tree. Help." Again. And then
no way he's being serious, right? So then it's like me and Swag's like dressed up, and I was like, whatever,
we just rolled our eyes and we were like,
whatever, we'll go find him. Like, he's messing with us. There's no way. We pull up to this tree. And we see his like phone flashlight, and he's 30 goddamn feet up.
He goes, "Hey, hey!" to get our attention. And we're like, "Oh, hey, where are you?" And he's like, "I'm up in the tree." And we see the tree. It's fucking 2 a.m. It's pitch black, and we just see this giant tree. It must have been like 50 feet fucking tall. And I'm like, "Mason, where are you? Take your phone out and shine your flashlight." And so he shines his flashlight. I have a picture of it on my phone. He is so high up this fucking tree. And I'm like, "How the fuck did you get up there? How the fuck are we gonna get you down? Like, you're drunk as fuck. Like, how are you gonna coordinate this?" So like,
I was at least like fucking like 20 meters up.
He was really high up the tree. And
why did you go alone and do this,
dude,
drunk? What is wrong with you?
It's so good.
Well, yeah, but at what cost, mate?
That's something you do when you're lost in a jungle and you're trying to find civilization.
Imagine if you didn't have any data. Imagine if your phone died. What would happen?
Oh, shit. I would have had to make my way down.
Shoot me way down on a wet tree at 2 a.m.
That's the picture.
It doesn't
look that high up in that photo.
I got a better video of it. He's pretty high up in that tree.
It's hard to tell though because I can't really see the ground where that's at. It looks like quite a skinny little tree.
No.
That's a ways away.
I was like 50 feet away from the tree, dude.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, he was ways up in there.
So how did he get down?
We took out all our phone flashlights and we're like trying to direct him from the base of the tree, trying to like light up the branches so he could at least like see where you're stepping and shit.
Dude,
so he doesn't slip and break his... Of course I did, yeah.
Yeah, I did, but he did. What
kind of question is that? Mason's about to fall out of a tree. Did we record it? Of course.
Yeah, I wanted to record it because if he slipped and died, then we can make a Misfits Lively channel.
Yeah, you should have recorded your perspective on your phone the whole time.
That was not even high enough, dude. That looks shit.
If you fell off that tree,
you would have died.
If you fell on
your
head, you would have died. If you fell on your back, you would have broken your back. If you fell anywhere, you would have broken something. You would have.
I mean, he was drunk, so hopefully he would have just like ragdolled out of the tree or something.
That would have been so
clunk, 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 clunk. Okay, I'm good, guys. All right, good thing he's drunk.
Jesus Christ!
I took my time climbing up there and.
Took even less time climbing
down. But yeah, we got him out of the tree. He was in the tree for maybe an hour.
He's safe.
Okay.
Maybe 6 hours.
How excited.
Yeah. Oh yeah, actually that's a good question, Mason. How long ago were you stuck in that tree to the point where you wanted to like message us and be like, help guys, I'm stuck? How long of the delay was it before you admitted defeat and needed help coming down? That's what I really want to know.
20 solid minutes.
20 minutes to be like, all right, I can do this. Yeah. Fuck, I need help.
I'm like, I believe it. He was gone for a while. We were all sitting on the couch and he just gets up and walks towards the door and we're like, what is he doing? And Mitchell just, or whoever he was talking to just goes, he said that he's going to fuck some chick off Tinder. We're just like, well,
what?
Okay.
What?
And then
no.
It turns out he was just going to get stuck
that
in a
sounds
tree.
Like such a Zuckles move. He's like being all sneaky, trying to lie about what he's up to and shit.
Oh, yes. Speaking of which of being sneaky, okay. I was just sitting there last night, like munching away at my sushi at like 2 a.m. And Mason's like, you enjoying your sushi? I'm like, yeah, there's a fucking problem with that. He's like, nah. All right, I'm going to go to bed. I'm like, okay, later. And I see him like walk back to his bathroom and then he just walks past me in like the trying to be like the most sneakiest way possible with like a toilet paper roll in his hand on the other side, trying to hide it. And just like walking back with this grin on his face, all cheeky. And I just look at him. I'm just like, mate. He's like, what?
Straight to the fucking picture on my door.
That is such a classic. Every teenage boy can relate to that walk where like, oh, you realize, oh no, there's no tissues and there's no toilet paper. I gotta go to the other bathroom and get it, but my family's in the
just holding it on the other side, trying to hide it.
Like trying to like hide
it
up with one side of your arm, like sneak past.
Like the cheekiest look on his face too.
What you do, you go into the bathroom, you pull down your pants, you take a roll of toilet paper. And then you take a good length, you fold it 2 times, and then you stick it in your underwear, buckle your pants back up, walk to your room, and then there you go, smuggled.
Oh yeah, that's better, having the bulge in his pants walking past with a cheeky look on his face.
That's some prison shit swagger. Jeez, yeah, I wasn't that intelligent when I was 14, okay? Smuggles definitely isn't that intelligent now.
He's still learning the ropes of how to live in a house and get away with it with our guys there, yeah.
Fuck it, you're all dudes. You're gonna jack off.
I've been jacking off every day, dude. I have my own fucking room.
You have an ensuite, so that's not an issue.
I jack off at my desk. I don't jack off the ensuite.
Oh, is that why your keyboard's not working?
On your desk.
That's why the space bar's not working.
Fucking leather.
You guys haven't even seen me do the cum run yet.
What is the cum run?
What the fuck's the cum run? You don't get to know until
the when you've just nutted in the tissues and you have to run to the bathroom to throw the tissues out.
No,
is that what it is?
You cum and you're naked, you gotta make your way.
Oh, and your bathroom's like,
oh, so
whoa,
you
come
on yourself,
you
disgusting cunt.
No.
Because the cum.
All right, guys, that was the Misfits podcast.
I hope you guys enjoyed.
Tune in next week for another great episode. Bye.
I love how contrast this is to all other group houses that have previously been done. You just know that in Team 10, they're fucking mad bitches. You know, there's all sorts of crazy parties and shit. Misfits house. Oh, I came on my chest. I'm gonna do the cum run. Be right back. But yeah, seriously, it's been an hour.
So you should probably wrap up 2 minutes.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Peace. We'll see you guys next week for more.
Bye. Fucking come, really? Come run.
You'll never see me. Fuck.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.